Another story that a lot of us have some difficulty hearing and relating to the characters. As they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she went to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. One thing is needful. Mary has chosen the good portion, which shall not be taken from her." Bugs you a little bit that the one who's doing what we're taught was right gets rebuked by Jesus, and the one sitting there doing nothing but listening gets the benefit. Not sure I much like that story either. I hadn't planned on my list of things to do last Tuesday to spend 2.5 hours on the telephone with technical support to the people that host our church website. Hadn't planned on it. That's what happened. You may have gotten an email from me this week saying we had technical difficulties posting up the changes that I made last week, the audio of the sermon, which had its own set of technical difficulties with the silly microphone. That's all right. I replaced the battery. We had baby pictures that I was dying for everybody to see, and they got delayed. They didn't get posted up till Tuesday night because the people that host our website changed their software profile and I couldn't upload the changes. Got just to the end and the server cut out. So I tried 2 or 3 days to, you know, take care of it myself and had to call technical support. They made a change and it didn't work. And I called them back, and that's when the 2.5 hours of technical difficulties were resolved. I don't like technical difficulties. We don't like dealing with them either, do we? We want people like Martha to get it right. The Mary and Martha story is really about the distinction between technical difficulties, which Jesus says largely can wait, and high drama, which is what Mary is hearing is about to unfold. Jesus is telling Mary, and by extension all of us, that he's here and about to save the entire cosmos for all time from all sin. And the dishes can wait. Those are technical difficulties that we can resolve, so that when high drama occurs, we're ready and able to hear and maybe even to pitch in. Well, what I want to talk about this week is the distinction between these two, technical difficulties and high drama. Putting the technical stuff in perspective so that we have the emotional reserve necessary to deal with, cope with, or even enjoy when high drama occurs. Technical difficulties are just that, and the way to cope with them is to put them into perspective. Yeah, I hadn't planned on spending 2 or 3 hours messing with a web server on Tuesday, but nothing that I had planned to do didn't get done anyway, so it worked out. I have to, I think, put these things into perspective. Our Sunday school lesson last week had included in it a story of a fellow who'd had his luggage lost. Now, who hasn't had that happen? And that's annoying, isn't it? This guy's luggage was lost for 4 days. And at the end of the 4 days, one of the things that occurred to him was, you know, I coped. I didn't have everything I thought I needed, but I didn't need everything I had. I coped. I have resources. That's what we do, I think, or can do to cope with the technical difficulties. We can, first of all, I think, take a breath. Time out. Before I called the network solutions people, I made a pot of coffee and read Doonesbury online. Took a breath, got the coffee, because I knew I was in for it. But that changed my frame of reference somewhat. And secondly, after we sort of steel ourselves for what we know will be arduous but not impossible, we can assemble what I call our fleet of boats and helicopters. Everybody knows that joke about the guy that's up to his neck in a flood, and a boat comes by, and a helicopter comes by, and another boat, and each time he sends them away saying, God will provide, and of course he drowns, and he asks God why he didn't provide, and God says, I gave you the boats and the helicopter. We've got plenty of this stuff. I've had some experience with websites. I've had some experience with technology. And we have technical support. So we just assemble our experience. We assemble our patience. We assemble the resources we have in the form of other people who can help us out. Before I finally called Network Solutions, I called my son-in-law. Joel is a techno geek, and he gave me a couple of hints, and I tried this and that. I reloaded the software, and it didn't work, but it was useful to get in touch with Joel anyway. And he said, oh, by the way, do you still have that program that uncorrupts corrupted pictures? And I said, sure, send it to him. Boats and helicopters all around. We do have technical support, and we can use it, and we have people around us that help us and that can see us through. So we can take a breath, we can gather our boats and helicopters, and we can finally also learn to appreciate the little things that make our life good as much as the little things that screw it up. There are things that balance technical difficulties that are sort of on the same scale. The hard salami and the pepper jack cheese was on sale at Market Street this week. Hey, not a big thing, but neither was ultimately the website. Our cat died a couple weeks ahead of Christmas, and we had room in our life for a cat, and one showed up last week. How do you like that? A little thing that is on the balance, something that compensates for technical difficulties. My favorite compensator, humor. I have Suddenlink Communications technical support line on speed dial. We've made the decision to have our telephone, our internet, and our cable TV on the same thing. So when one goes out, they all go out. So this happened a while back, and I'm on the cell phone to technical support. And I call them up and I say, the phone's out, the cable's out, the internet's out. And they go, are you calling from your home phone? Hello? It's out. No, I'm burning cell phone minutes going through your voicemail. You gotta laugh. One of the blessings that compensate us for technical difficulties is humor. And we ran into a comedian out. We picked up the DVD of Jeff Dunham, the ventriloquist. I don't know if you've seen this guy. He is, in my opinion, the funniest man on earth right now. And as a way of adding into what I hope all of us can use to cope, I've actually posted up on the internet, which is working now, the church website, a link to a 3-minute segment of Jeff Dunham with one of his ventriloquist dummies. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. So, if you're having a lousy week this week, if something goes haywire in your techno world, our website's working and you can click on Jeff Dunham and it'll give you 3 minutes of hilarity. So take it for that. These are coping strategies. Take a breath. Make some coffee. Make the bed. And then face what you must with the reserves that you have, with an eye for at least finding the humor in it. My phone's out. Are you calling from your own phone? And you know what will happen? Is you'll build some emotional resources. You won't squander the emotional energy you need when it falls to us to cope with high drama. And we have collectively coped with high drama. And I say collectively because that's also how it's supposed to work. When the drama and the trauma of illness or death or birth or anything else that threatens to separate us from God's creation, we have each other. We draw together as, to use Paul's words, the body of Christ, which is what we're doing right now, experiencing together the sharing of this memorial meal, this meal that signifies for us our participation in how far God was willing to go to see us through the high drama. The little stuff is little stuff, and we will find our way through it because we're gifted with insight and experience and a few other techno things that see our way clear. But we're mostly gifted with the body of Christ, where collectively we circle the wagons. And when high drama comes, we are left with the good portion, Jesus teaching us that we're all in this together, and he's leading us through by his grace. Amen.